What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees, the Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk, brought to you by the one and only big homie, Larry and Ben. Star of the show. Thank you guys for showing up, doing it solo today. Nah, I'm bullshit. Me, what kind of little ass goddamn rat that is?
It ain't my dog. It ain't my dog.
Yo, you know what's so funny, right? Hold on, I'm going to just say I started. Fuck it. We're going to do the intro while it's time. So my girl is white, right? So I was like jokingly like, hey, don't bring your ass in this camera. You fuck up my street cred. And then on top of that, she got a golden retriever. So I was like, yo, for real? She was like, yo, you definitely can't. I need a pit bull and a girl named Shaniqua behind me, bro. Don't be fucking up my shit. And just to see Meezy get kissed by a goddamn shih tzu out of nowhere.
It's my sister dog. She out of town.
Hey, that shih tzu done came through, lick him all in the face and shit.
You know what's crazy? I babysit them all the time, but like, I woke up this morning and I looked on the edge of my bed and I was like, you a small ass dog.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Meezy here, but it's as usual, man. Say what's up to the people, man.
26 degrees, man. What it do, Meezy here, hanging out with the crew. We got X in the building, man. What's happening?
Yo, yo, yo. How y'all feeling, man? We back again on we back on the block. You know, we got some stuff, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get off. But if y'all wondering where Meezy been, that's where Meezy been, man. He had the little 2-inch dog. Man, took him in the hiding, man.
Hey, that boy run a doggy daycare on the side.
Doggy daycare. Got off the,
that's crazy.
Got off the turnpike, man. He started a daycare dog, doggy daycare. Yeah,
y'all hit my boy up. He don't take no dog over 10 pounds, though. Ain't they over 10? He can't fuck with you. Sorry. It's just what it is, man.
Hang over 10, you get a double charge.
Yeah, he can break up them little dogs from getting at it. You know what I'm saying? Them pits get into it. It's just going to be whoever survived. Mike Vick out this bitch. I don't know what to tell you. Hey, it is what it is. Now at this point, man, we got Chef Rob in the kitchen, man, cooking it up again.
Hey, what up? You already know, fellas. You know
that. Hey, Rob,
still
debating.
Still debating. Still debating. Right. I don't know yet. I'm thinking something out.
He got his woman. Got a good man. Man, get up every Sunday. Make sure everybody eating good on Sunday. That's his date.
Yes, sir.
That's his date. Yes, sir. They done added Rob is the newest Clips member. In the kitchen, man. In the kitchen. He cooking.
Mr. Pyrex.
Yeah, man.
Robbie the Butcher.
Already.
No doubt, man. I hope everybody been well. You know what I'm saying? We're coming out of the spring. Finally done with all the spring ball hype videos. You know what I'm saying? The weightlifting and mat drill clips to get everybody to line early. You know what I'm saying? That is fun to me, though. I love it every year, man. Like, yeah, man, look at them roll together.
Man, it's part of it. It's what come with it.
Yeah, it come with it, man. It come with it, bro. It's that's how you know you're a nerd about this shit. Like, bro, why do I care about this shit? This don't make no sense.
I be sitting there watching them on YouTube like a dumbass.
Yeah, like, none of this shit ain't no kind of football rolling around. And damn, dropping to the ground at the same time, all that shit. That shit ain't actual football, but we
running
love it,
in so. Sam.
Yeah, and if you here, you love it too. So we appreciate you tagging along, man. We just basically gonna get into a little bit of light show today, a little spring ball, man, and we'll get into the portal action that's going on right now. Some comings and goings, a couple of departures. I wouldn't say no major shocks just yet. But you know, some action and some you know, things we're trying to get shaken our way. So let's get it to the without any further ado, man, let's kind of get it to the spring game. Anybody wanna kind of jump to lead with a takeaway?
Since you were there. Oh, I'll start it off and then to me, it was just basically a practice. I was excited to see him out there, like I always am, even though, like I said, it's a practice. I was happy to see Cam out there. That's who I really wanted to see.
What he look like to you?
I mean, he got an arm. Like, his arm talent is obvious. You know what I mean? But you could tell, like, he wasn't out there necessarily, like, trying, just making the right reads. He missed a deep throw to Restrepo, but, I mean, don't be worried about stuff like that. But you could see the arm talent, the pocket awareness, like the little flip passes, extending plays and everything. I like what I saw from him. I can see what everybody's talking about in the promise for him. So overall, I mean, I liked it. I'm not gonna gain too much from it because you really can't, but it's just good to see him on the field.
All right. Let's kind of look at the quote unquote starters. So what was the format first and foremost?
It was
ones on ones, ones on twos. Say again.
Yeah, well, the start of the game, it was one versus ones. Then they kind of mixed it in, you know, it was two versus ones, stuff like that. And then, you know, once Cam and Reese got out of it, then it was, you know, basically just everybody else available. You know, so, but yeah, the beginning, it was definitely ones versus ones. I mean, what I call an aggressive practice. That's what it is. It's aggressive because now you really get to go out there and hit everybody's live contact besides the quarterback. But, yeah, you know, the defense plays straight man-to-man, so it was like, you know, sometimes you're going to get beat man-to-man. Yeah. Like they.
Well, who won the game?
Oh, shit.
Miami.
The
fans won.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you, man, the most exciting part about spring for me always is the former Canes come back, man. I get to ride with those guys.
Nice.
See how those guys feel about the program and looking at the team. And, you know, for
who
the first
guys,
time.
Who a couple guys that you ran into?
Well, you know, Andre Johnson, him and Devin Hester, for one, they getting inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame.
Dope.
Shouts out to them on that.
Shouts out to them, boys.
Yeah, the big standing ovation for them with that. The homie William Joseph, Brian McKinney, DJ Williams, Kenny Phillips, I was talking to niggas.
Jalen Phillips was there too, right?
Who?
Jalen Phillips.
Phillips was out there, yeah. I was talking to people from the 80s. I'm like.
Oh, and I didn't even see him.
Now, that part get me excited because I'm like, man, y'all know y'all motherfuckers. I really grew up watching.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Late 80s and early 90s. And
right.
Yeah, that was legends. The part. They, man, look, everybody's saying they like how the program is headed. They saying they just want to see us win this year, but everybody's like, they like how it's headed. They like what's going on. So yeah. That's the positive of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's a UM kind of staple is the family type atmosphere, the brotherhood that, you know, it's funny to me because being a Canes fan, I never knew the other schools wasn't like that. Like, I didn't know that it was kind of so strictly business. Like, all right, shit, we did this. All right, holler at y'all boys later. God bless, good luck. And I'll catch you on the other side if I catch you. So that is something that is kind of dope. It's always been a part of, you know, the University of Miami's football lore. Is that type of brothership that, I mean, there's other schools that do a pretty good job at it too, probably maybe more recently and stuff like that, but ain't nothing like Miami, you know.
Nothing like going from the 80s, even like the 70s, going from the 70s to now, it's like they still connected, you know what I'm saying?
Still show up, still show love.
When they say a fraternity brotherhood, that's a real fraternity brotherhood. They just connected like that, so.
Yeah, once you in, you in.
Y'all got to remember, like, we were, like, one of the first schools to have, like, former players on the sideline. Right. Remember, they said it in the 30 for 30. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was like, we see all these people with gold chains and all this. That's when Michael Irvin came back and all them. Like, we were like, the first school to do that.
And they cut that shit out too because of us.
Yeah. I mean, there's a scholarship count because of us. Like, because you have so many people that just want to play for Miami. And they was like, all right, we got a scholarship. Hey, we got to cut this shit out. You got damn good players just going over there to ride the bench to say, hey, at least I got a ring with the Canes, or at least I was a Cane, you know, which helped make us that much better. But, yeah, these guys probably could have went to some of these other programs and been straight-up starters, but they just wanted to be a part of that. So I heard somebody talk about it, expanding the scholarship count. I'm like, shit, we the reason for that, too. They ain't about to do that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, that ain't never going to happen. They ain't going to keep it at 85. What they'll do is they give you the opportunity to add walk-ons.
Right.
You can go up to 115 players total on the team, meaning the rest could be walk-ons from that 85.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, UM is probably one of the privileged schools to have a good walk-on program where, you know what I'm saying, they could get walk-ons on the team. Obviously, no good player trying to go to no school to walk on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think
trying
to do that. But
yeah, that's why they that's what I'm saying. That's why they did it. You had good players, you know, who knew they wasn't going to probably play, or it was going to be a tougher spot to get in because of the competition in Miami, and they just took it anyway, just to be a part of it. So that's why they put it in effect to begin with. So. But back to the game itself.
The best positive about the game is the fact that we got us a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It was just spring practice, but we got us a quarterback who demands attention on that football field. When I mean demands attention, I mean the defense is really going to have to, you know, pay attention to him. He has an understanding of where to put the ball at to get the receivers open. When he was throwing passes, it's like the receiver is the only person who could catch the ball. He has that. We said it like the first time I seen him, I was like, man, this man, he throws like he's an NFL quarterback already. It's like he dropped and he's already ready to get the ball out of his hand.
Man, that ball come out his hand so pause, but that shit come out his hand so fast, man. It like it jumps. You know what I mean? And it's quick too. It's not like no wind up. Like he sees it. Throws it out of there.
Right. So good as advertised. I guess that's what you take away the best from that particular situation. What about, you know, we look at like the backup situation. So we know Cam's the guy.
JB just left. So, you know, they're looking at Emery and Reese as the backups right now. And I'm going to just keep it a buck. Emery's the backup.
Yeah, I didn't like how Reese looked at all. Reese
damn
look good.
Yeah, Reese does nothing. He does nothing for me. He's
how tall is he? He looks like he like Reese, 6 foot.
Yeah, he might be 6 foot, 5'11", 6 foot. Now the one thing I do give Reese is a gamer. He's one of those guys where he might not be as talented, but he's gonna fight for everything he wants. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So just say you playing a team, man. It's a hard nosed team, and he probably not completing passes, but Reese is going to go out there and fight for some first downs by running. You know, doing everything that's necessary to try to get a win. He's that. You know, JB left. You know, hey, it is what it is, man. I ain't going to really speak too much about it. But I did think he deserved to be the guy behind Cam. But he's gone now, so just got to deal with it.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know about any of the politics that might have went into that. I did think it was odd that he was the last QB in.
It was an interview, but go ahead.
What interview? Speak on it.
I think
he did the interview with the dudes, the two dudes. I forget of the name of it was called, but he did the interview.
I've seen like a clip of those guys. I can't remember the name. No,
I like it, but I think knowing Mario. You have to know your head coach and know like what he's not gonna go for. And he was for having a head coach like Mario, he was just saying too much stuff that Mario ain't going for. Yeah. Mario, I think Mario was completely if Mario had was iffy on him after that interview, Mario heard it, he was done with it. He was done with that whole Ja'Cory situation. Cause he was like, I don't want my leader talking like this.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and keep it a buck. This ain't no more other stuff, so they can't call me. Yeah, Mario, definitely was holding the grudge on that one.
That's
the real reason. It's a lot more into it. I can't get into the
but yeah, you ain't gotta get to the specific policy.
Say right there, Measy is spot on. He did that interview. Great interview. He just should hold something out. You gotta learn how to, you know what I'm saying, decipher
how to maneuver.
I'm no insider, but I watched that interview before all this shit started happening. I watched that interview and it was kind of cringing watching it because the stuff he was saying, I'm like, bro, like, why are you saying like what you think so and so is making this and that on your team? And you're a quarterback. It's not like your safety saying it, this and that. It's your quarterback. And Mario always talks about being the man at quarterback. You know what I mean? And yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's a situation where, man, you know, again, man, I've been interviewing kids and stuff for a minute, man, and sometimes, but I know, because I've been a player, so I understand certain questions and how to answer certain questions, you know, so when they ask them, or when they ask people certain questions, and you be like, oh, yeah, they not supposed to say that. Sometimes the players don't know. They just going off of what somebody asked them. You know, they thinking we sitting down having this communication, a conversation. But when we do it, like, I be like, man, yeah, no, we're not going to put that on camera. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to be beneficial to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's
He's sitting down with a couple other young guys.
Yeah.
You don't think Ja'Curry knew he was talking too much, though, on that? Like,
Not until after.
Not until after, bro.
Yeah. Because sometimes, I mean, like, no, remember, man, these are still young men. So you talk about, you know, he, what, 20? 21, maybe? You know,
JB maybe 20. I think he just turned 20 not too long ago. So,
yeah. So, you know, he's sitting down, chopping it up with some homies. And sometimes you forget where you at. And like XA, really, that was on them to be like, hey, bro, we should cut that for you. You know what I'm saying? Unless he just insisted upon it. Like, nah, go ahead and put it out there. That's what he wanted to do. You know.
Yeah, it just sounded like old boy was just telling, like, secrets of the team and stuff. It was a weird interview, man.
But like you said, Ace, you as the interviewer are supposed to protect them from themselves at those type of moments.
You're supposed to. He's sitting down with some guys who his age, so they don't.
Right. They ain't thinking no better. They just thinking, ooh, juicy.
It's
like that. Okay,
One of them played at Miami too, right?
No. So the white dude, he ended up coming back for pro day, and he ended up throwing for Miami on pro day. He didn't play for Miami though.
No, I'm talking about the black dude.
Nah. I think he knows a lot of the Miami players or something. But yeah,
no, I think.
Either way, you know, it's just one of those lapses in judgment, and you know, or just not having the wisdom to know, hey, it's time to be quiet a little bit, like just chill out for a second, and you know, just play it right. That's all. But best of luck to Ja'Curry. Ja'Curry, I think he'll land on his feet. I do think he still got some tools and skills that may come to fruition at a later point. Yeah. You got a couple spots.
He needs to go to a place that's going to have a coach take him under his wing and actually teach him how to be a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of going to a coach that's just going to put him in the system and say, yeah, run this system in, and you know, you're going to be good in college, and that's it.
Yeah.
Ja'Curry wants to be a quarterback. He always speak about, man, I want to do what Tom Brady do. Like, I want to be a quarterback, you know, but.
Right.
Everybody looking at him, I'm saying, well, yeah, boy, you're an athlete. Well, you're an athlete. So ain't nobody really trying to take the time to say, hey, well, let's learn how to play quarterback.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that was a nice little spinoff real quick. Cam got out there early, like I said. Ja'Curry ended up fourth, probably because of that situation. Shout out Streeter for asking the question. Got Mario tight. That's what it was. It was them two things put together.
Yeah, it was
the interview and the Streeter question. Yo, get this nigga off my team, man. I'm sick of this nigga, man.
Well, listen, the whole internet went crazy after that.
I was crazy for like 2 days after that, bro.
That was so funny to me. In all honesty, bro, I had no idea what was the problem with that question. I really didn't.
Everybody, I guess people try to make it seem like we was racist. People try to make us seem like we was trying to be a distraction to the team. I'm like, well, hold on.
It's just a legit question. And he came out fourth.
I think it was a timing, though. He came out of left field with the question. Like, nothing was – and I love Street. Like, never met him. But, like, I'll watch Street every day. Like, I love that man. But the question was probably, like, Mario was probably like, what the fuck are you asking me this question for right now?
But you want to know something easy? I'm going to tell you what's so funny. Because last year, we had the same fucking conversation. Who's going to be the backup with TBD? So I think this year, the fact that we do have a quarterback that everybody trusts, now they're saying, well, why are we worried about a backup now? We got a quarterback. I mean.
Because he won play away. Just like every school in the nation. You want to play away, so who your backup is?
That was the whole logic of us, how we felt. But everybody else felt like, why are you worrying about a backup?
I don't agree with that at all. I did not agree with one stance on why you asking that question. I think it's a legit question. Every team's a play away. The fans want to know because let's put it this way. You brought him in. We keep hearing every spring about how good the guy looking or how he keeps improving and how we think he will have that potential to be the starter next year. So why is he falling behind? I'm hearing Reese Poffenbarger. And, you know, so it's like, what's going on? That's not too deep or too juicy a question, I think. I think Mario could have just answered it cooler. Like, well, he just acted like he was mad about the question. I'm like, all you had to do is say, well, at this point, we don't have a pecking order as far as after Cam Ward goes. Cam is our clear defined starter, you know, and that's what part of spring is. It's still shaking out who's going to be that number two. That's how you can answer this.
He was mad. Story.
Yeah, he's mad. That's what I was like.
But see, I think it all stems from the timeline, right? It's like it was a narrative that was brought up. Like people kept talking about it. We not seeing the practices. We not really seeing all what's going on. But they're not seeing him play a certain part. So it's the assumption. And I think Ja'Kerry came out fourth because of that question. I think if Streeter don't ask that question, I don't think Ja'Kerry comes out fourth. I think he did that on purpose.
Mario interviewed like a week before and said he was like Cam's a starter, then we got Reeves, then we got Emery. So basically they took it as he's naming like the top three quarterbacks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then two, when Streeter asked that question, the way Mario basically talked to Streeter, it was like, I'm talking to you. Like it was almost like told to Mario, or Mario saw like, okay, I think you got a vendetta. Like
man, you want
Curry plant, yeah.
Mario was he was kind of upset at the question, but at the same time he knows and the team and school knows, yeah man, well those guys know something, you know what I'm saying? So like he was in the heat of the moment, you know what I'm saying? Because at the same time they still fuck with us, but he was in the heat of the moment. And he was like, man, why you asking this about this man? It's so much other things you can ask me.
I don't got no problem with it. One thing about it is I don't have no problem with dealing with the hard questions or dealing with the truth or the elephant in the room. I don't ever see that as an issue, but whatever. That's a part of sports that I hate, is that why are we asking questions if we ain't asking the real questions? I can give you all the canned answers. I can answer for half of these sport interviews without playing the game or seeing the game. Cause I know the answers you got to give, you know, some of it is just stupid. So if you want to ask a real, actual, honest question, people look at you crazy, and it's like, why not? These are questions we really need to be asking, and we really should get some real answers. But nonetheless, moving on. So it looks like it'll be Emery and then Reese. That's about one takeaway we get away from it. Restrepo. Again, all the reports are NFL receiver. You know, he had a nice day that he caught the first pass. He got another one a few later. He scored too, I want to say, right?
Yeah, he scored on it was a out route cam through to touchdown. Yeah, so yeah, he
Horton got in there.
Horton looks, man, yeah. Horton looked like he's gonna have a good year this year. He's gonna step in and do exactly what we was hoping the guy who left to, you know, be that big target that could make plays.
Yeah. I'm trying to think a few other spots.
George is gonna be George. He's gonna be George, but with more discipline. You know what I'm saying? He won't be playing so emotional this year. It's gonna be everything under control. Go make the big plays, George. That's what you do. You know, JoJo, just such a goddamn good receiver. I mean, shit. The best naturally one we have. Him, you know, Night Carr. Ray Ray might have him a big year. And that's the crazy part, because it's like you want to have Ray Ray in the game, you know, but you still got Restrepo right there. It's like, boy. Just make some plays up. Just be like, well, I got Ray Ray and Restrepo.
Right.
It's just so much, man, he could do, man. And
that's on Dawson, right? To get creative and be like, all right, I got these two guys that really can bring me a lot out of that slot position. But hey, move one of them outside, make it a little bit confusing. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, because Ray
playmakers, man, on the field.
He ready.
He added some pounds, man. He added some muscle, so he's ready to take on those hits, those college hits. Yeah, he's gonna be good, man. Robbie, you know, they just got to figure out what to do with Robbie, man. Just get the ball in his hands. He's kind of like our this year Brashad Smith. Just get him the ball, whatever he do, because he's just gonna make a play. But to me, you know, I'm gonna try my best to get down there and talk with Robbie, man. Robbie, just go play defense, because that's where you're going to the NFL at.
That's why they was trying him out at corner.
Yeah. He's a DB to me. He's a DB. Because he's aggressive. Because of
like deficiencies at wide receiver?
No. He's aggressive. Like, him and his brother are aggressive players. You know what I'm saying? So when you're an aggressive player, your best bet is to hit somebody always, not get hit. Mm-hmm. But I don't get paid $8 million to make these decisions. So.
Right. We can't hear you, Larry.
I think eventually he might come around to the point of DB might be the quickest way for him to get on the field, because he's down in the pecking order. You know what I'm saying? So I think he'll probably see it. You know what I'm saying? I think I get one more spring and he'll see it, and he'll just be like, you know what?
It's not so much that he's down in the pecking order. What you got from Robbie is the fact that he hasn't, until he got you on being taught properly how to be a receiver.
You know what I'm saying?
You got the other guys who been taught properly, and then they're getting better teaching from KB. You're still trying to figure out what they learned in high school.
But X, in a year and a half, do you see Nakar jumping over him?
But Nakar's good.
I agree.
Yeah.
With Rob.
But I mean, the early returns I had heard on that was he was pretty receptive to it. I don't know if that kind of changed, because like kind of like what D Rob saying is just, you know, boy want to hoop, he want to play, he chomping at the bit. So like, shit, cornerback definitely got some space over there, man. If you can play it, I go to the coach myself and say, man, put me on cornerback, man. Let me go in the cornerback room and get my work. Yeah, he'll play cornerback this year. There's going to be an injury, or it's going to be you got to spell somebody. He'll get on the field at corner.
Yeah, he looks damn good at corner. That's why I'm like, man, I would be like, coach, keep me over here.
Yeah, don't even go back to that wide receiver room.
Yeah, man.
After the permanent switch. So, you know, we'll see how that shakes out. I guess one of the glaring things you had to pick up from the game was the running back situation.
Yeah. The running back situation, we definitely got to address that big time.
It's funny because I was teasing the other guys for being like, man, we got to get a running back. And I was like, nah, I think we straight a running back. Now I'm like, all right, we got to get a running back.
Citizen just hit the portal. When spring first started, from looking at him running, you know, obviously they not getting hit. He looked like he was headed back. But once they start getting hit is when you see, oh, he's still hesitant. He don't want to.
Yeah, he's still, right.
Yeah, you don't, you know, like, he, as big as he is, he's supposed to run through the tackle. He's waiting for the tackle to come hit him. Yeah, you know, once you get that in your head, that's pretty
much hard to shake it. Yeah, it's hard to shake it. CJ actually, CJ Wilson, the most hated, my homie, though, that's my brother. He was telling me about that when he injured his knee. He was like, man, it's so tough to get that mental fortitude again to just trust that knee, to just trust that what you're going to do. Because the way he hurt his was making a good play, going up for one, came down, planted wrong, knee tore up. Now you try to get back out there, and you just back your head still for a lot of guys.
You're still thinking, you know, once you
might plant funny.
Yeah, right. It's just going to take time. And you know, they like, man, look, it's best, might be best for the move to move on because we don't really have any more time to wait. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we gave him roughly 2 years, you know what I mean? In all truth, because he got hurt so early on. And it's like, hey, man, the game keeps moving. You got to move with it or you're going to get moved past. Like, that's just what it is. And hopefully he can regain that confidence and get himself back together and get himself in a situation where he can, you know, thrive again. Because I know the staff was high on him, media was high on him, everybody was high on this kid. I was really looking forward to that situation. And then it changed, you know, and that's the funny part. Y'all ain't on there, but like me and X in this one football group on Facebook, and everybody dude try to be like expose X for lying. And I was like, bro, this is the goofiest shit I ever seen in my life. Shit changed, stupid. He didn't lie about him. He looked good before the pass came on.
That's the way they try to. Yeah, they love doing that, bro.
He looked good in the spring game, stupid. He looked good in the early part of the season. Yeah, went downhill fast. What are you talking about? That's not a lie. Shit changed. What you want me to tell you? I just had to throw that because I saw that goofy ass. I'm like, well, y'all boy be bored. Motherfucker had screenshots and everything. Motherfucker don't want it found. I got it. I'll piece together a case. I was like, this shit don't even. This is stupid.
And the funny thing is, when I always call him out. I'm like, damn, so y'all really be watching my Twitter like that? Man, yeah, we won't even follow you on Twitter, but goddamn.
Got cases or something.
What is that? That is a whole. Bunch of my
tweets, put right together collage. Put a collage together, and I read it just to be like, "Let me see what he's talking about." I'm like, "Bro, you didn't say nothing. You showed in the timeline how things change. That's it. That's how life works. I don't know if y'all know that."
Actually, he like, man, what's up with the running back that hit? I say, man, he gone, man. He just ain't the same no more.
And you weren't the only one talking about Citizen
Looking. I guess that's where they say I lied. And I was like, well, hold on. What did I lie? He's not the same. Like, shit.
You are not the only person that says Citizen was looking good early on. But again, everybody knows it's different once the pass come on. It's a little bit of a different game. We're thin right now. We about to get into the Porter situation in just a second, actually. So I don't really want to touch on that, but we'll just say, little thin right now, just from youth. We got some talent there. Just a little young in that room.
CJ, Chris Johnson, Chris Humphrey, those guys both going to need to add some pounds.
AJ Allen recovering.
AJ Allen be recovering. And then you'll have Jordan Lyles coming in, who might be outside of Fletcher, our biggest back.
Yeah, he looked physically ready. It's just, again, he ain't been in ball yet. So
he's
a freshman, so. Let's see a couple other highlights.
Fletcher will be back mid late season, which don't really want to rush him back. You know, if we don't really need to use him this year, I would be happy to
not. I was thinking Fletcher not gonna play this year. I kind of made my mind.
Look, if you are a smart man, they don't let him play. Just go get you a back or two and let them do it and use them young boys because you want Fletcher to be full go.
Let him red shirt.
you know, like I said, it's an exhibition, so you ain't getting but so much of it. We did see a you know, an exhibition, but it was a little action I liked between
Spain and
Ward after that tackle he got on Lofton on 4th and 2. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Little chewing, little jawing. That's what you want to see. That's what you want to see, man. Friendly competition, but when we on that field, it's competition. Man, I'm talking shit, and we going at it.
One of my favorite players on defense is it might be Popo, man. Because
I was just about to mention Popo.
Every time Popo hits you, Popo is that old school linebacker. He hits you, man. He gonna talk some shit. Right. He gonna hit you. He gonna talk some shit. He gonna get up. Every time he do that, I be like, I love it.
Yeah, that's the energy you want.
That linebacker group is good. Damn, they gonna be damn good.
That room got flipped quick.
The starter's not even there yet. Maui Goa, so linebackers look pretty good. Flashed Wesley flashed a little bit first half. Same thing, Chase Smith. I know he's been kind of a forgotten man there. You know, it's just because the room keeps growing and moving, man. Like I said, the game don't wait for nobody, unfortunately. So
he didn't hit the guys portal, right?
Nah, he ain't get in. He ain't get in.
I was saying, I don't face Smith in the portal yet.
Nah, he ain't get in the portal.
I don't know if he is or not.
He ain't get in, but yeah, that linebacker room, the defensive line, they look good. The offensive line look good too, man. They look damn good. I'm gonna state it. They're not gonna be as good as last year, obviously. But they're not gonna be far away, far off. You know what I'm saying? They look good though. They look good. It's just, you know, we got some damn good D linemen also. You
know, so. Right. So you're looking at, you know, obviously
we have big emphasis.
Right. Yeah. No Mezador. I think that we kind of kept Bane like on a little bit of a pitch count.
Yeah. He wasn't really doing what they're going to do in the game. Like, again, a lot of it was one on one, man to man. Like, it wasn't less, you know what I'm saying? Let's do this and this and this. No, it was like, man, look, just beat your man. I'm saying, go out there and beat the man in front of you. That's it.
Yeah, right. And that won't be, you know, we obviously know Guidry can scheme it up better than that. Guidry was an attractive DC after his season, just one season with us. True stories, not like when you saying that your sports agent is, your coach's sports agent is lying and saying that Alabama was picking him as the number one choice for coach. And the sad part is some of the people really believe that. Like I thought they was just, you know, trolling or whatever. I was like, oh, y'all really believe that? Oh no, poor children. That's a lie. That's what the sports agent is supposed to do. That's how he gets his guys paid. He was not the number one choice. I assure you this. There's no fucking way. Are y'all out of your minds? Alabama still recruits, y'all. They recruit and do a little bit of portal work. It's not going to be mostly portal, a little bit of recruitment supplement, vice versa. And that's still the formula. I don't care what nobody trying to tell you. That's why how they try to downplay what Mario's doing is because we as fans know, look at that linebacker room. Look how it was 2 years ago. Total difference.
The D-line, the O-line.
Right. Everything looks different. Everybody got all that on me. The wins will come, but it has to happen. It has to happen through retooling and bringing a new culture. Now I'm not getting to a big. I'm not getting going down that road, but yeah, you're looking at a total 180 of how things look, and then the results will come. But it's got to look right first. If it look wrong, y'all, the rip, you're gonna know something right. So we know Guidry can scheme it up. There were real deal, very very interested parties in him. And so we went right around and paid the man more money right away. Like, no. And I think he do appreciate his situation in Miami and with Mario because, let's face it, because of his, you know, former DUI stuff, is the only reason he was down there. Why he wasn't already up at Power 5 program. And Mario was the first one to give him a chance. So I think he respected that, and they respected him and gave him the extra money.
And shout out to Mario for taking a chance on him, too.
Yeah, it's working out, and for him, you know, staying solid and, you know, letting us build a little something over here instead of just having to switch it up again so soon. So we know that defense we saw on the spring game ain't the defense you're going
to
see.
Yeah, it ain't the defense, man. Shouts out to Mario. His biggest recruiting win was getting Jason Taylor back, because he was being pursued by everybody.
Yeah.
I mean everybody.
Hey, how do you think he pulled that off?
His son on the team, I guess. But you know, man, JT, like, he love it. He love it. He love coaching with the kids. He loves South Florida, obviously. He wants to teach kids, I think, more than he want to teach adults. But at the end of the day, we all know it's in him. He's going to go to the NFL, most likely. Shouts out, man, to actually doing that. So, it ain't just recruits that Mario got to go out and get. He got to keep coaches, too. You know what I mean?
That's part of that, too. Yeah, absolutely. Every year. Outside of that, man, I don't think there's a lot of huge takeaways. It's just spring game. Not a whole lot other to add, unless y'all can think of anything.
No major injuries. That's a plus.
For sure. That's about it, man.
Get some guys back. After spring, we'll be getting some guys back, and then we go from there. Obviously, to switch over, you know, the transfer portal is what's happening right now. That's the talk of the nation. We've lost some, other teams lost some, and now everybody's scrambling around trying to figure out how to get players off the team and how to bring players.
Hey, I think
so.
I think we under the limit now. Before
we still over, because Mizzy got to think about it. We got 10 freshmen still coming in, so we still need to cut. Like,
even if you add freshmen, you still over that one.
Chris Ball.
Yeah, because remember, I kept telling you a lot of the players aren't under scholarship. Chris Ball wasn't under scholarship.
I still don't think
Cam McCormick is going to be under scholarship.
He can't hold no scholarship, bro. Yeah, he hold the scholarship.
We raise
the money and pay for it. Get out the way.
We still got to get some.
Has Zion graduated?
Zion. Well, okay. So here's the situation where I think this is what's most likely going to happen. Some of the players who probably won't be here fall are waiting to officially graduate so they can enter as grad transfers. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just entering as a transfer.
Is Zion about to graduate?
Yeah. Zion's going to be. I mean, I think he graduated last year, to be honest. But maybe he gets another degree, and then he's a grad transfer now. Maybe.
Yeah. It's the numbers are tight. The last person to jump in, I think, was the safety.
Caleb Spencer.
I liked him. I think he's a bit of a tweener. I think he probably is a little bit more of a linebacker.
Yeah, all linebacker.
Room's too deep.
All linebacker. He's not a safety. If his people, his party, whoever in charge, if they go to any school and have him playing safety, y'all failing the kid. He's not a safety.
But see, his pops got on the timeline bashing, and then it went downhill from there.
Yeah, you know, I had to come at him like, man, you doing all this talking about your son, but you ain't saying how your son was getting beat every play. He getting beat, man. On the play, he getting beat every play.
And it went down.
I think these parents too, they be thinking like, I sent my child to you, like, why he got a transfer after the first year? But it's a business now, man. Like, that's strictly what it is. So, I mean,
but you know what, Meezy? I'm gonna tell you, Spencer would have been perfect in Diaz's defense at that striker position. He would have been a perfect fit at the striker for Manny's defense.
Yeah, well, this ain't Manny's defense.
He's just not good at covering, man. And I think he needs to understand that. His dad needs to understand that. the new team he goes, who needs to know? Yeah, we just you going to play linebacker.
But you think right. the staff?
And I think that's the problem. He just got squeezed out because the linebacker room just is too deep now, and he's not a safety. So where is he going to go? He just doesn't have a fit. He's a kid that could play linebacker, but it's just you look at that room. We're young and deep. You know, you got Bobby Pruitt coming in making noise already. Like,
right.
They should have known once he got there, man, because that kid is raw. He's like he's everything you want Camps Caleb Spencer to be. A right. safety, but he's fast, he can play linebacker.
You could tell off his film in high school.
Yeah, man.
Hey, right. Lerion, when you watch the screen game, Lerion, he's gonna jump off that screen at you. He made some good plays. When the tight ends went out, he was right there, right next to him. Like he was. We got us one.
All the hype we've heard.
We got us one improved.
Him and Popo
we got us one.
The play where Shepo broke, he ran with Shepo down.
Mm-hmm.
That was him, 22. He ran with Shepo down, and you like, I'm like, that's the linebacker. That the freshman linebacker. I'm like, wow, this is.
Yeah. I mean, good as that. That's what I'm saying. That linebacker room is serious, man. It's serious. Like,
and they fast.
Bill or Chase Smith Lee.
Yeah, they fast. That move, Rob.
It was a name that was brought up. And Chase was probably, you know, even though he's from the previous regime, he kind of was the first of that mold to really start fitting that mold. Unfortunately, he's been fighting the injury bug. So when you're fighting the injury bug and we bringing in a lot of guys under that same prototype, who may be faster, but they still in that same physical frame, maybe a little bit bigger. It's easy to get passed up. The game never stops, man. Chase, I think, is a good linebacker. I think it would probably be prudent of him to jump in the portal, and I think he'd land well on his feet somewhere.
But I'm thinking if he's still on the team, Mario and them might want him on a roster like as
no, they like team. they like and love Chase.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna run him. I think for him it's the better business.
Yeah, for him. I mean, you know, because like Larry just said, man, you know, they recruiting, right? They recruiting. You know what I'm saying? Wesley's gonna be a starter, Keith gonna be a starter. They're probably gonna play two other ones to
right.
those two, and then a third one. So you're looking at maybe five linebackers.
Five at best, right? And let you suffer so a
you
couple.
You just got to look at it like, man, am I going to be the fifth guy? Or,
right.
You know, and
am I six?
You know, freshman is right there too. So it's like
right, and then you got freshman coming.
Next year we got to do this all over again. And like, well, you know, maybe let me go find somewhere where I could be D.
Where they need me now, like wherever that may be. It might be West Virginia, whatever. I'm saying you got an opportunity to get out there and play now. I think he's good. I think he's talented. I think he just, you know, like I said, the injury bug unfortunately bit him, and that caused him to get passed up. And, yeah, next year what you going to do? Because we already got Popo as number three, right?
Popo Marcellus.
And right, Marcellus. I forget we've got Marcellus Poole.
Bobby,
so that's, you got, I mean, you right there.
He don't even look like a freshman. Dude. I'm like, yeah, so he's like, you got Cameron, Bobby Poole. Like, yeah, maybe, you know.
Business wise, he's older too. Business wise, I would tell if I'm his cousin, I say, cuz man, you know, I'm all Kane, bro. But I'll be honest with you, man. Shit getting a little thick over there, bro.
It's gonna be his third year, right?
Fourth,
yeah, man.
He's from Diaz. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that was one of them. He was with James Williams in them in that class, James and Cam. And
I mean, like I said, talented dude, I believe, but you know, we'll see how that shakes out as well. But as far as portal goes, portal shopping, obviously the elephant in the room, because we brought up earlier, was
running back.
Early returns is we looking solid for the best running back in the portal right now.
Yeah, Martinez.
Yeah, Damian Martinez.
That was one that, you know, the staff identified early on. Everybody already knew he was going to get in the portal. So staff was like, yeah, once it's open, yeah, that's the first guy we're going to attack. And you know, it's Boone, the other running back from Louisville. I don't know that situation.
Penny Boone, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing.
They talking about he might even go back.
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning. Yeah.
If he goes back, then yeah, I definitely don't want him because he's gonna have a mental issue in the locker room. It's like, where you going? Like, what? You sat there and talk bad and now you wanna go back. Like, no.
Yeah. that is funny. Yeah, and I mean, that addresses, you know, part of what we're trying to do right now on a win now type mentality. This is the perfect storm to go out there and have a great visual year. Get 10 wins, kind of start getting some more buy-in from the more skeptical fans, and you know, start to really get this thing to what we want it to look like. Right now, actually, FanDuel got us at 9.5 over under. So that says the even the odds makers like us this year.
A lot of odds makers got us making a little 12-team playoff too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think. Yeah, you got to think about it, man. Like, you go look back the last couple of years. We don't get no 9.5 wins. Us fans give us 9.5 wins, but the sports books be right, and we don't get that kind of love this year. So that goes to let you know we're in a win now type situation, and Martinez would definitely be a part of helping that. I saw a little clip running around, and it was funny. Like, the guy was talking about how the Beavers won because of Martinez and more in spite of DJ Ukulele.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that video.
Yeah, you know, I think we land that guy. You know, he's making his rounds, going out and get some visits, and we're the last one. That's totally by design, obviously. I think he's just going out, get some free food, getting the recruitment treatment that he probably didn't get coming out of high school.
The Jesus Shuttlesworth treatment.
Yeah, the Jesus. Yeah, there you go. The Jesus Shuttlesworth. And now he come on. All right, business is business.
He adding to his pocket. They paying him to come on them visits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's supposed to do that.
Let's go, man. Man, I got a girl. She want this, man. Or you know how I go.
I'm hearing some of the word is Kentucky might be a serious contender.
Yeah, Kentucky is definitely a major player in this.
But I'm confident. I'm confident in our situation that we can pull this off.
I'm confident too. It's like Kentucky might have more money to shell out only because they
were we split. Yeah, we shelling ours out everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say Miami got enough money to give 10 niggas what they want.
Let's go.
Hey, because you know when he first hit the portal, somebody posted that he was scheduled to make like $400,000 at Oregon State. So I know that's gonna be that's the number.
He got to be touching close to like $1 million damn near.
Yeah, it's got to be a cool mill.
Yeah,
gotta be a cool mill.
The most I'm seeing is between $700,000 and $750,000.
And see, what you got to remember too, and this is what a lot of people are failing to realize is you were also not including other marketing opportunities outside of just your collective deal.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Miami still offers a better opportunity to get that money too from the local businesses and. Yeah. You know, so there's a great opportunity to get that money as well and the exposure as well. So I do think Kentucky would be a player. I'm just confident we get it done. I know Sam Brown was another guy.
Sam Brown is a receiver.
Wide receiver from Arizona State who just transferred?
Yeah, that's who they say they looking hard at too. Elijah Badger.
I heard. Yeah.
He's another one.
But he does it all. He does kick return. He do everything. So. I think that they. I mean, what are we looking for at receiver? Because
we're looking for a big body with production. Look for a big body with production. We got our production. Unless
you're talking about bigger than Horton.
No, like Brown. Like Brown's 6'2". Brown's a big boy. Like
700 yards, 800 yards receiving. Somebody who actually got some game production.
He had 800 yards, and him and Dawson know each other. Yeah, and Dawson was working out with Cam Ward.
You know, so the thing is, outside of Restrepo and George, you know, maybe Horton a little bit, but you have nothing else out. Game experience at receiver. You see what I'm saying? So now you're like, we need some game experience because maybe some of these kids aren't as ready as we hope or think they're going to be.
Right. Let's say it works out. Let's say we get Sam Brown, who I'm hoping for. I'll be honest with you. You bring him in. Now you got him, Horton, and then Restrepo. That's a nice 1-2-3. Then you bring in JoJo off the bench. You bring in Ray Ray off the bench. You know what I'm saying? You mix it up a little bit. Yeah, so that would make sense. That's the only wide receiver to me that makes sense, honestly, that I'm truly interested in. I didn't check out the Arizona State guy. I did hear that name brought up, but yeah, that to me makes all the sense. Like, because it's what X said, big guy production. That's what we look for, and familiarity with the coach system. Like I said, he already been working out with Cam, so I think they're working the paperwork on that. Lord, please put this thing together on y'all ass. Who else we looking at? I know
Anthony Hill, the cornerback from Marshall.
Dynami Hill or something like that.
Deani.
You looking at him?
Yeah, Deani Hill.
The other cornerback from
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
He's Johnson.
He's from down here. They looking at Greedy. Also, the guy from just left from Florida State, they're looking at him.
Yeah, the nickel, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Greedy.
Boy, I'm going to have to go. Hey, I'm going to have to delete some stuff because I had a whole lot of things.
Nah, leave him.
He's going to come here and start. Oh, boy, I'm talking cash money, man.
But I don't like that shit, though. Like, transferring from Florida State to Miami.
I don't either. I hate it. I don't like that shit, bro. I ain't like it when what's his name did it. He was talking shit. I'm like, bitch, you ain't even supposed to be on the team. Shut the fuck up. Big boy that left us, the D lineman.
Oh,
Severa. No, not Severa.
Nah. The 6'6" guy. What's his name?
Yeah, big old boy.
Man, what the fuck is his name?
That's how much we don't miss him.
Fuck him, we ball. We moving on. I
forget his
name.
Oh, Daryl Jackson.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you'll switch a rule ass. You know, you ready to go to another team. Shut the hell up. They talking about how, you know, after they got their teeth kicked in that game, but whatever. Speaking of D-line, Simeon Barrow out of Michigan State. Is a guy we looking at, big dude. I would like that addition. Definitely checks the boxes. 6'3", 300 or so. Yeah, CJ West. The guy. Where he from? Toledo? No, wait.
Kent State.
Kent State. 6'2", 315. Another big body dude.
The dude from UCLA, Jay. Teowaya, something like that, yeah, from UCLA. Yeah, he's another one. He's a 6'3", 320, 330, something like that. Yeah, he a big boy too.
Be like little locker room issues with him or something like that.
Last time we did that, buddy ain't making it. Remember we brought Cuz in from Alabama?
I think about it. You know that you know Samoans, man. They usually keep each other in line. They get them in line, so.
Joe ain't letting the boys get out of hand.
Yeah, so you got Coach Joe, you got Francis, you got the brother, you got a couple of them, man. You know, they ain't gonna let too much slide like that.
Yeah. See another name. Well, I think I'm the offensive lineman, freshman kid, Jason Zandamella.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went out to USC.
I think. You know, if Florida State do come calling again, I think he goes to Florida State because that's where he wanted to be.
He's coming back to Florida, I believe. Yeah, so I think it'll be between the big three. I don't think UCF's in that, but we'll see.
Now the thing is, but see, don't forget, you know, Florida State can't recruit him until next week.
Starting tomorrow, Tuesday.
So, as we record.
But remember, at the same time, like, as long as his name is in the portal, like, they can recruit him once the portal closes and all. It don't matter. But as long as his name is in there.
Yeah. And they already got him. But I don't think recruitment ain't, that's not the key thing on that one.
Yeah, I just think with how this window's open now after the spring, like, you can't wait until, let's say, I'm going to wait until, like, summer to make a decision because of the fact that, hey man, like a lot of kids finding places to go, and you can possibly get left out. You know what I'm saying? Like after the winter portal break, it's like, okay, it's still some leeway because spring ain't hit yet, and you can probably push it out a little bit, like a few have. But after this spring, like, you got to jump into somebody's program when this portal closed, because it's gonna get crazy. You might not have a spot. So I think that wherever he goes next weekend, that's where he's gonna land. That's just me, because the portal closed on what, the first or something like that.
No, the
30th. The
30th? 9 days. We're recording on the 21st. Oh, okay. So 9 days the portals shut back down. So, yeah. You know, it depends. It depends on how they feel over there at Florida State. Like X said, do they reach back out? Because I think they felt like they, you know, they got a little burned on that situation. So they may feel salty about it still. Or they may be ready to, you know, bite the bullet, realize they don't recruit that well, and just deal with what you got, you know. You got to eat some humble pie.
Everybody might be start giving these kids the commodity treatment, like, oh yeah, we gonna skip past that one.
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah, like, I wouldn't, man. I didn't want the kid. I said it once he committed, I didn't like it. I had heard enough stuff behind the scenes, so I wasn't. You get, and I know y'all Facebook investigators go on that same college group, and I said then, I was like, eh, not too excited about this one.
Yeah, but you said it on the show too. You were like, yeah, man. Yeah, I heard some things about him.
It's
like,
just between me, and it's still going on.
Yeah, he's still gonna be a show wherever he goes. It's gonna be a show.
Yeah, and what he failed to realize is, yeah, he's an old school throwback to this game. So much bigger than you, man. This game will run right past your ass. Number one cornerback yesterday, today it's a new number one cornerback. You know that, right? It'll be another, and they keep moving. Another, the game keeps going.
Another one.
Next, and you know, it never stops.
You're going to start sitting back telling other kids about how good you was in high school.
Right. Yep. Thank you. Tell them about how you was supposed to be, and then telling how you fucked your situation up. That story been told time and time and time again. And if he don't get his shit together right now, I'm talking about right now, he going to be telling the same story. Got to get his head out of his ass, get his mind right, understand that you have to have total buy-in. Doing goofy shit like going to spaces doesn't bode well for you, man.
That shit stupid. Weird, man.
It's dumb. It's young. It's young and dumb. He don't have the right guidance. He did not have the right guidance. Young and dumb, just being stupid. Or he just won't listen. I know that too, because I got nephews. Some of them just ain't gonna listen, bro. Okay, what I try to tell him. So, yeah, he got a short window to get his shit together, because this game do not care about no talent like that. It's always more. It's always more. You fast and tall. Guess what? Man, fast and tall right down the street.
Yeah, right down the street. That's working hard.
Yeah, and want it. He want it. You just was getting by because you was good like that. He good like that, and he want it. So that's just a cautionary tale for anybody. So I'm not wishing bad on bro. I'm just telling you, I done seen the story before, so he need to get his shit together right now and get dedicated to the game and getting his life together and going and getting that money, man. The money out there for you. You just got to do the right thing. But let's see. That's about most of the action right now on the portal side.
Yeah,
getting anybody
as far as with us. It's gonna be some other names and stuff they're gonna reach out to this week. But yeah, as far as now, yeah, that's about it.
But yeah, it should be exciting. I'm put me down, man. I'm gonna go big, man. Mark me down for Brown and Martinez, man. And the lies I will tell. I don't even tell lies. But we get both of them. I'm gonna go ahead and buy my ticket to Charlotte and all that. I'm gonna sell out bad before game one. Real quick, any of y'all trying to pull up to that game?
What's talking about Florida,
yeah.
I'm there. I am there.
Okay. I'm trying to put together some tickets now.
That's
whenever they're ready.
That's not week zero, but it's the first week, right?
First week, yeah. I don't think it's week zero.
August 31st is the game.
That might be week zero. I have to look at it. But yeah,
it's a week zero. It's a week zero game.
Trying to pull up for that.
On Friday. I think it's Friday game, right?
No, it's a Saturday. It's Saturday.
Yeah, we play on a Friday.
It's week two. I mean, it's week one.
Oh, no, it's not. It's week one. It's week one. Yeah, because Florida State played week zero against Georgia Tech in Ireland or whatever it is.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I won't be watching that, bro. Well, yeah, I will. Okay, won't be nothing else on, so I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I'll be watching that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
But yeah, I was just curious. Yeah, I'm trying to me and two of the homies, trying to organize a little something to pull up for that. Hopefully, and
yeah, I'm definitely gonna be there, man. We're gonna try to do a
Stop the Swamp. You know what I'm saying?
Tailgate there. We're gonna go inside. Have a good time. Get the W. And get the hell out of there, because
Just hit a business trip. Leave the bus running. You know, as they say, leave the bus running.
Right, leave the bus running.
Yeah, we in and out. They ain't trying to party. They ain't trying to hang out. None of that. On the way out, man, we gonna wrap up. I want to say shame on you, Adidas, for this year. Ultra Boost. Those are hideous. And shame on you if you bought them shits. Fuck that. They going downhill with the Ultra Boost. They was cheaper. That's how ugly they is. I'm like, bro, what are these? They got strings for the stripes. Yeah, these are hideous, so I won't be copping them.
Like, they just threw them shit together
like
here, man.
Yeah, that shit look like grandma walking in the morning shoes at the mall. Yeah, shame on y'all. And I usually try to defend our relationship with y'all, but it's looking real Nike-ish around here if y'all don't tighten y'all shit up. Team Jordan shit or something like that, even though I don't like them either. But anyway, all right, man. It's been a great show. We appreciate y'all pulling up with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sign off. Catch you next time. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.